When I think baseball, yeah, I think of Harry Carey, I think of Jack Brickhouse, I think of Wayne Mesmer, too. We all know Wayne and his wife Kathleen for their amazing performances of the national anthem at Cubs games, Bears games, Honor Flight, and more. But when Wayne slips into the role of St. Damian this Sunday, March 2nd at Holy Name Cathedral, he will be renewing his experience as a person who's long been important to him. And to talk about what this is all about this Sunday is Wayne Mesmer. Wayne,
hi, David.
How are you, buddy?
Good. This is exciting to do this performance at Holy Name Cathedral. I mean, this is the epicenter of us guys who follow what's going on down there. And you know, Damian has been my childhood hero all the way through many years, and you know, a difficult time in my life. I prayed to this guy, and it was a fifth grade book report that got me hooked on his story, and I learned about a play by Aldith Morris. It's a one-man play, so it's me as Damian basically transforming into this character and telling his powerful stories of how he went, lived, worked, and ultimately died among the leper community in Hawaii.
And this is at Five Holy Martyrs School. You did this in the Brighton Park neighborhood many, right, many years ago. So what was it, at what time of your life, explain that, Wayne, is when you decided to take this story and put it on stage?
I discovered the story in 2002. The play was written in 1977, and then we did a production of it, and it became very obvious to me that this was my personal mission to tell this story about this powerful guy. You know, it's putting other people first. It's a commitment to your faith, and in his case, into his priesthood. And I just love the guy, and I'm humbled to be pretending to be him.
Yeah, and you know, again, when you say that, you know, he put other people first, and I say we're both two good Catholic boys. That is kind of the background and the basis for our faith. And yeah, you've gone through stuff in your life. We all have, but you know, sometimes you turn to God and the church and so forth to find some peace. But this guy really meant something to you. He really did.
Yeah, and he also was the voice of those who had their voices basically stolen from them. Population law in Hawaii at the time, which was from about 1965 or 1865 through 1969, believe it or not, if you were diagnosed as a leper, you were declared dead and sent to Molokai, which is a desolate island, and you know, they in some cases dumped these people overboard. And he begged the bishop for the assignment to be their priest, and it's just legendary what he did. I was impressed when I first learned about him. And then to be able to tell the story as Damian, I'm also saying the words, I'm listening to Damian talking as I'm doing this. It's a strange out-of-body experience.
Well, and it's the 175th anniversary of Holy Name. I was actually there on Wednesday. Our pastor became a bishop, and so you know, it's a very rare moment when you have five bishops being brought into the Catholic Church. It was pretty cool, but it's 175th anniversary, and they're doing all kinds of really cool things. And yeah, you're playing at the Chicago Theater, the Radio City Music Hall of Churches, right?
I'm at the Palace.
Yeah, <know. right.
laughs> I know. It is amazing. So you know that spot. Standing at the altar at Holy Name Cathedral, imagine the view that I will have performing there, and what a grand place it is. No matter what denomination you are, this story touches your heart and inspires. The other thing is that even if, you know, I mean, you don't have to be Catholic to come into
right.
Holy Name Cathedral.
Right.
And, you know, I'd say if you come in for an hour and a half, which is the length of the play, you'll find something. You will feel something. And I promise that I will deliver the story well.
And this isn't, of course, your first performance. How many of these have you done so far, Wayne?
Oh, my God, dozens and dozens. Well, since 2002 is the first time we started doing it.
Wow.
So we traveled to parishes around the, you know, around the Archdiocese and other dioceses, and even went to Hawaii and performed it twice.
That's cool.
So it's amazing. It's my personal mission, I think. So that's Sunday night, 7:30.
Yeah, that's right.
Holy Name Cathedral.
Mm-hmm. And Holy Name Cathedral, I saw on the page, holynamecathedral.org. underneath the main church stuff that's up there. You can find and click on that, and it'll get you tickets as well. You know, I know my producer said we had tight time. We have a little extra time to talk here. I want to say, you know, when I hear your voice, I just think of baseball. I just do. I'm ready for some warm weather. America's favorite.
We all.
Yeah. America's favorite pastime. Are you going out to Arizona for any preseason stuff?
This year we can't. I'm just, you know, I mean, thank God I'm doing a lot of things and a lot of singing and appearing and speaking and all of those things. And Damien, I was supposed to be out there. We were, Kathleen and I, this week. And then when we heard from Father Greg and Deacon Dan Welter down at the cathedral, we'd love to have you do this. How's March 2nd? Oh.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, I mean, right in the middle of what would have been the Arizona trip. So, but we're going to go to Florida for a few days anyway. We'll see.
Now, do you get your schedule for the games that you've got already, or is it more month by month, or how does that work for you, Wayne?
No, I'm pretty well locked into what I'm going to do, and you know, it's kind of fun. It's like building your own season ticket package, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a lot of traveling and some more performances and some visiting with friends and all of that. This is the year of travel for us.
And did you do Honor Flight this morning or recently?
No, there's a hockey game coming up tomorrow night.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's the Chicago police team against the FBI out at the Edge in Bensonville. And, you know, I'm there at the Honor Flights at Midway at 5 a.m. Once a month and give them the old Canute Rockne pep talk and lead them in God Bless America and the national anthem. And that's another tremendously rewarding thing for me.
I bet it is. When did you start Honor Flight, Wayne?
It's been a few years already. But, you know, I get that chest bump, I love you, man, stuff all the time. And, man, that feels good. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially to honor so few of those that are left and, you know, from, very few left from World War II and beyond to have that last flight and visit. Yeah. It's got to be an honor for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, predominantly now it's the guys who did the Korean, very few Korean. And then it's Vietnam guys who come back home, and not a reminder of what happened when they did come home the first time. So, you know, and there's some healing that goes on by taking this trip as well.
Absolutely. Wayne Mesmer is Father Damien, St. Damien, 175th anniversary of Holy Name Cathedral. Wayne will be performing this Sunday at 7:30. And for tickets, visit the main page at holynamecathedral.org. Wayne, also, always a pleasure, and we'll talk baseball when we have more time, and have a great time on Sunday.
I shall do that. Can I mention complimentary general seating is a gift from the rector, Father Greg Sokowitz.
Love hearing that, too. Holy Name on Sunday. Thanks, pal.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.